Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back today. I hope everyone is really being able to get a sense of guilt and how it works in your life and the difference between the godly sorrow and the guilty worldly sorrow, which produces death, which when the Bible says something produces death, it's pretty stay away from it. Don't go near it. Don't have anything to do with it because it produces death. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. That's where we want to stay. But today, now, I've talked to you some about how the guilt complex, the guilt cycle, and how come we stay in that place of this guilt and aren't able to get free of some things. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what guilt does do in a way that's good for us, right? If we didn't ever have that feeling or that sense of guilt first, sometimes it's hard to come to that place of really feeling the conviction, because we feel guilty over a lot more things than what Christ ever gives conviction for. You know, we feel guilty for some of the list things, but it may not even be a sin, and we don't ever really feel conviction for it, but we do feel guilty for it. But in this sense of guilt, it keeps us pliable to being able to receive the conviction and receive the forgiveness for which we need. Now, no, I'm probably going to say something here that'll kind of blow y'all's mind, but the word never talks about us forgiving ourselves. And I know that that's hard to think about, but, you know, it's kind of a slap in the face when I first realized this. God in His Word is always talking about us forgiving others. If you have aught against your brother, leave your gift here at the altar and go make it right. Forgive one another as Christ has forgiven you. It never talks about you forgive yourself. And if you really want to think about it, I bet the psychology world probably came up with that idea, because it's the power is within myself, and I'm taking power of it. I'm forgiving myself, really. That doesn't seem to be the way Christ set it up to happen, because if I can do that truly, then what do I need Christ for? So don't get stuck in that place where you got to forgive yourself. No, what you have to do is understand what forgiveness is and be able to receive that forgiveness for which Christ gives. Now, oftentimes, we like to stay in that cycle of guilt, a cycle of condemnation, which we know that Jesus didn't do. And you can know that in your head, but you still stay there, because it's about those deeper issues we talked about yesterday, about that whole need to feel control. And that control gives us a sense of feeling of safety, so we won't maybe make the same mistake twice. Maybe you're suffering with an addiction and you keep falling and you keep falling and you keep falling. Sometimes we fall and fall because we haven't gotten to that place where we can truly receive that which Christ has. And you can know all these right things in your head and you know, you call yourself stupid. Why can't you get yourself together? Why can't you just do this or do that? And we, you know, we talk to ourselves, you know, like we would never talk to anybody like that. We say things to ourselves that are so bad. know, if anyone ever talked to you the way you talk to yourself, you would not be friends with them. You would not have anything to do with them. So you know Christ is not talking to you that way. But control is such a deep, integral part into our worldly self that we don't even realize the ways that it exhibits in our life. And we all have that. So don't go around and start feeling guilty because you have something. Now, everyone has that. And God reveals one inch at a time. You know, he's not going to bruise that broken reed. And if your heart is truly searching after him, he's going to reveal it to you. And part of that revealing to you is then you can really move into that place of understanding where that revelation hits you and your heart goes, oh, I didn't know that part, where you can then begin to receive forgiveness. You cannot forgive yourself and be free. It doesn't work. Even if you're talking about trying to forgive yourself for, you know, being guilty or working out of guilt or moving out of guilt or talking to yourself that way, you take it one step at a time. You're not going to just suddenly not talk to yourself that way. You're going to suddenly begin to realize when you're talking to yourself that way, and you're going to be able to stop it. And you can say, Lord, please forgive me. He will forgive you every time that you say, please forgive me. And at some point, there's a breakthrough that begins to happen because you cannot forgive yourself for any sins that you've done. And it's really quite arrogant against the cross for us to think so. And wouldn't that be just like the psychological world to create something that would actually make us turn away from the cross? We don't think of it that way, but that's really what you're doing. As we read yesterday, you know, Christ came and he made himself vulnerable to the worst of the worst. I mean, he was in heaven, like sitting on his throne, la la la, doing what they do up there in heaven, whatever that is. And he came down here as a baby, totally, completely dependent on Mary and Joseph to care for him and to be the baby that was vulnerable to all the things, to be the God who is in control of all the world to a baby. Yeah, that's part of what doesn't make sense, right? And people won't serve. But when you think of that way, you cannot forgive yourself enough to be free. It's just like you're putting on one more chain around you. So practice today in learning how to receive the forgiveness that Christ has for you. Don't let demons talk you out of it. Practice. And one of the ways that I have found that I can do and kind of receive forgiveness is I have to put down that whip that you beat yourself with, that stick that you continue banging your head with, whatever it is that you imagine, that you put it down and you break any connection with it. You know, it's not a special word, just Lord, I break connection with whatever, that stone, that stick, that rock, that bat, that whatever it is that you visualize inside your head, I just break it, and I want you to take that from me. And then you put yourself in front of him and say, please forgive me. And then I receive. And you breathe in, I receive, breathe in your forgiveness. You can ask him to help you walk through it. Because you know, there's a place in the Bible, you know, Lord, help my unbelief. So Lord, help me to walk in a way that I know that I'm forgiven. And you may need to do this a bazillion times. But this is just the process. This is just one way of you getting started in that process of getting free from this cycle of shame, this cycle of guilt, this cycle of regret. And, you know, if you gave yourself a minute, you could freely associate to 15 million things that you did wrong. And, you know, demons are always right there to help, you know, point those little things out. But today you're going to make a stand. You're going to make a change. You're going to put down those things. You're going to receive that forgiveness. And then you're going to start practicing walking in it. And yeah, you're going to mess up. But oh well, he's good about forgiving. You just got to learn how to be good about receiving it. I look forward to that day when we stand in heaven, when we don't have all of these things that we have to deal with and fight with. So much are we pressured on all sides. And he knows those things. And his love for you is without boundaries. It is beyond what we can understand. So to stand in his presence and not have to have one guilt, not one shame, not one regret. I cannot wait for the day for all that to be gone. I pray that this gives you hope and you guys practice receiving forgiveness. Let go of this idea that you got to forgive yourself because it ain't going to work. You've got to receive his forgiveness. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a very blessed day. Bye-bye. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.